This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Kia ora, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0 Tuinareo Otehapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we're diving into something that sits at a painful intersection of ADHD, autism, and the human need to belonging. We're going to be talking about RSD, or Rejection Sensitivity Dysphoria, which is a topic I mentioned multiple times in the show, and today we're diving a bit deeper into what is RSD and potentially how can you feel it less, how you can make RSD impact your life a bit less. Stick around for that, but first a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 5757.
Okay, so have you ever had a friend cancel lunch and the last minute, instead of thinking, oh, they must be busy, you felt an actual physical ache in your chest, like you'd been punched? Or maybe your boss said, can we have a quick chat later? And you spend the next 4 hours convinced you were being fired, mentally packing your desk and spiraling into a dark hole of shame. If you know me, and if you've been listening to the Fighting Stigma episodes, you know that especially the second one is very, very real for me. In New Zealand, Aotearoa, we are told to harden up or don't be so sensitive. But for many neurodivergent Kiwis, this isn't a personality flaw. It's a neurological event called Rejection Sensitivity Dysphoria, or RSD for short. Today, we're stripping away the drama queen labels and looking at the evidence-based reality of why some of us feel the world more sharply than others. Let's get clinical for a moment, because understanding the why helps kill the stigma. RSD isn't a formal diagnosis in the DSM-5, which is the book, mental health book with all the diagnoses the doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists use. So it's the DSM-5. And RSD isn't a formal diagnosis, but it is a wildly recognize symptom cluster, particularly in ADHD. In a neurotypical brain, when you face criticism, your prefrontal cortex, or the logical CEO of your brain, steps in. It says, "Hey, settle down. It's just one comment." But in a brain wired with ADHD or autism, that CEO is often out to lunch. The amygdala, which handles the part of your brain that handles your fight or flight response, takes full control. When you perceive rejection, your brain doesn't see it as a social awkwardness. It sees it as a mortal threat, like actual threat to life. This is how you're chemically reacting to it. Your nervous system reacts as if you're being physically attacked. This is why we call it dysphoria. D-Y-S-P-H-O-R-I-A. Dysphoria from the Greek meaning unbearable. It is an intensity of emotion that is literally hard to carry. It's not that we won't control it. It's that for those few minutes or hours, our brains cannot regulate the flood of cortisol and adrenaline. Now, let's bring this home to Aotearoa. Every culture has its quirks, but New Zealand has a specific brand of social pressure. We have a tall poppy culture. Have you heard of tall poppy culture before? We are taught to be humble, to stay under the radar, and not to make a fuss. For someone with RSD, tall poppy syndrome is a nightmare. You are already terrified of being rejected, so you work twice as hard to blend in. You become a people pleaser. You might become a perfectionist, thinking, if I'm perfect, no one can ever criticize me, and I will never have to feel that RSD pain again. But there is also the she'll be right attitude. When a neurodivergent person tries to explain that they are spiraling because of a perceived slight, they are often met with, "Mate, you're overthinking it," or "Don't be so thin-skinned." This dismissiveness is second to rejection. It creates a shame spiral. You feel bad, then you feel bad for feeling bad. This is where the stigma lives, in the gap between our internal intensity and the external expectation of Kiwi stoicism. Now, you may ask, what is the impact that RSD may have on our mahi, on our work life? RSD can look like workaholism, like someone is a workaholic. You stay late, you never say no, and you burn out because you are terrified of a needs improvement mark on a review. In relationships, it's even trickier. RSD can lead to what we call rejection sensitivity proactivity. This is when you are so sure someone is about to leave you or stop being your friend that you push them away first, because pushing away first seems easier. It seems like it hurts less. You quit the job before you can be fired. You break up with the partner before they can find a reason to leave you. It's a self-defense mechanism that ends up creating the very isolation we are afraid of. And let's talk about the social hangover. After a party, while everyone else is sleeping, the person with RSD is awake at 3 a.m. replaying a joke they told that didn't get a loud enough laugh, convinced that everyone in that room now secretly hates them. It's exhausting. I have that. Every time I go out to a social event, every time I hang out with my friends or meet new people, I will replay in my head every encounter. And I will find something to freak out about. It's true. Okay, so now hopefully you understand a little bit of RSD, what it is. And if you're a neurodivergent individual, maybe you're starting to find the language to explain to yourself and to others around you how you feel and the root causes of why you feel and react the way you do. I'll bring a little bit of science into it, hopefully not too much. The biology or neurology or why this happens. The extreme pain felt in RSD isn't a choice. It's a measurable neuro event. The physicality of social pain. Research using fMRI scans shows that social rejection activates the same neural networks as physical pain, specifically the anterior cingulate cortex and the insula. So those are parts of our brain. When someone with RSD says it actually hurts, they aren't being metaphorical. Their brain is processing the emotional pain exactly like a physical injury. The amygdala hyperreactivity. So studies consistently show that ADHD and autistic brains often exhibit hyperactivity in the amygdala, which is the brain emotional alarm, and underactivity in the prefrontal cortex, the logical regulator. This creates a bottom-up emotional flood that logic cannot easily switch off. And finally, dopamine and genetics. RSD is strongly tied to the genetic architecture of ADHD. Variations in dopamine transports affect how the brain evaluates rewards and threats, making social threats or rejection feel much more catastrophic. Now, what's the prevalence and impact? The 99% is statistic. Dr. William Dodson, a leading researcher in the field, found through extensive clinical observation that roughly 99% of ADHD adults experience RSD. 99%. He notes that for many, it is the most impairing part of their condition. And I can tell you, for myself, I personally feel that for me, my ADHD and autism, it's really a disability for me when it comes to RSD and how it affects my life. Obviously, executive dysfunction also affects me a lot. But I find it that there are so many tools available out there to support executive dysfunction. But we're really just learning about RSD. The cycle of negative feedback. By age 12, children with ADHD receive an estimated 20,000 more negative messages than their neurotypical peers. That's 20,000 more negative messages than the neurotypical peers. This constant correction primes the nervous system to be hypervigilant, turning neutral social cues into perceived attacks. So imagine that, from when you're a baby to you're about 12 years old, us people with ADHD and neurodivergencies, autism, we hear negative comments about us so much more than neurotypical kids. No wonder we become more sensitive to rejection. Now, what are the statistics in New Zealand? Aotearoa. ADHD in New Zealand. According to Healthify New Zealand and ADHD New Zealand, approximately 280,000 Kiwis, which is 1 in 20, live with ADHD. However, only a small fraction are currently diagnosed or receiving support. The New Zealand Clinical Principles Framework for ADHD 2025 acknowledges that emotional dysregulation, the umbrella RSD falls under, is a significant impairment that affects employment, education, and relationships across the country. Now, I want to use the remaining of our time to get on this topic, to perhaps give you some possible things to try and make RSD feel less of an impact. So what do we do? If you're listening to this and nodding, thinking, oh my gosh, that's me, know that you aren't broken. You have a highly sensitive radar. Number one, validation over logic. If you're supporting someone with RSD, don't tell them they're wrong to feel that way. Acknowledge the pain first. I can see you really hurting right now, you can say. Only once the amygdala calms down can logic enter the room. Two, the wait rule. If you feel an RSD flare up, don't send the email. Don't send the text. Wait 24 hours. Let the neurochemical storm pass. 3. Medication. Here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, talk to your GP or psychiatrist. While therapy helps with the thoughts, sometimes medications like beta blockers, for example, could help with the physical surge of the sting or that feeling. Talk to your doctor. And 4. Connection. Join groups like ADHD New Zealand. Progress to Health also runs ADHD and neurodiversity support group called Wired Our Way. Knowing you aren't the only one who feels this way is the very best antidote to the shame RSD creates. So find a local group. Join, even if it's online, join a group and listen to others talking about the experience so you won't you will feel like you're not alone in this. Now, some potential therapeutic and clinical frameworks that could potentially support you if you have RSD. One is neuroaffirming dialectical behavioral therapy, or DBT. It's the gold standard for emotional regulation. Current evidence suggests that when delivered through a neuroaffirming lenses, focusing on self-compassion rather than fixing the person, it significantly reduces the shame associated with RSD. And the double empathy problem. A key concept in modern neurodiversity research, which suggests that social difficulties are often a two-way breakdown in communication between neurodivergent and neurotypical people rather than a deafist and the neurodivergent person. So communication, it's a huge one. So if you're finding yourself consistently having issues with someone in your life that is neurotypical, it pays to find out support for both ways of communication. It's not just the person with ADHD or autism. It's both of you needs to understand how each other communicate a bit better. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Okay, for our last few minutes together, just a few ideas for a potential circuit breaker when you feel you're having an RSD flare up. So number one, a circuit breaker. Cool down the amygdala, that part of your brain. The logic. When RSD hits, your brain thinks you're in physical danger, right? Your heart rate spikes and your logic center goes offline. What you should do? Cold water. Splash ice cold water on your face or hold an ice pack to your chest. This triggers the mammalian dive reflex, which instantly lowers your heart rate. This is physical science. Change the scenery. Physically move to a different room. A new environment provides new sensory input, helping to break the shame loop. How about the 24-hour rule? RSD creates an urgent need to fix the rejection, often by lashing out, over-explaining, or quitting. But what you should do instead, put the phone down. Do not send that "why are you mad at me" text or email. Tell yourself, "I'm allowed to feel this pain, but I'm not allowed to make major decisions until my heart rate is back to normal." Wait 24 hours. Most RSD storms passes within a few hours. Let the neurochemicals in your brain settle before you act. And fact check this story. Our brains are meaning-making machines. RSD takes a neutral event and writes it as rejection in a story of rejection. What you should do, ask yourself these three questions. What actually happened? They didn't reply to my text. What actually happened? Two, friction. What is my brain telling me? Example, they hate me, I'm a burden. Three, alternative. What else could be true? Maybe they're busy, driving, or also having a bad day or overwhelmed. Lastly, affirmations. You are not too much. Having a sensitive nervous system is a byproduct of a brain that is also deeply empathic, creative, and passionate. The pain is real, but it is not your identity. We are out of time for today, but remember, your sensitivity is often linked to your empathy, your creativity, and your passion. The goal isn't to stop feeling, it's to build a world in a country where we don't have to apologize for how our brains are wired. Be kind to yourselves, Aotearoa. I'm Haisa, and this has been Fighting Stigma.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximize their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.